For acclaimed Christian author Jeanette Oakey, living in Rimby and near to where she was raised is bringing about a meaningful sense of fulfillment. "I'm back here now where I started," said Oakey, who was born in Champion, AB, and raised in the Hoadley area. "Now, I am feeling more connection with my childhood. It's amazing to me the journey I've been on, but I'm still that kid. I have a lot of connection here." Legacy certainly matters to this accomplished writer, who has penned more than 70 titles, which are available in about 19 countries, and have sold in the millions. But success aside, it's always been about faith and family, the foundations not only in her life, but also in her gift of creativity. "My parents mean more to me all the time," she explained. "I realize what they went through, and how difficult life was for them. And yet, they brought us kids up with a positive attitude about life." Oakey has certainly had an amazing career, as is pointed out on the back of her latest release, The Pharisee's Wife, where it reads, "Oakey is internationally celebrated for her contributions to the Christian book industry. And it all began with the release of Love Comes Softly in 1979. The book was met quickly with success, and part of that stemmed from the fact there was little like it at the time in the Christian book industry, an inspirational work of fiction, set in an earlier time and reflecting themes of love, family, faith and romance. As mentioned, Oakey's foundation for being such a prolific author is rooted in her own roots. She also had a teacher who certainly left her mark. We had a wonderful teacher, she lived in Rimby for her final years, Mrs. Irene Lindberg, she recalled. She had books she would share with us in the classroom, she said. We would also have a story time after the noon break, where teachers would read us a chapter in a book. And so we went through a lot of books that way. One of my favorite things was when Mrs. Lindberg would put covers of magazines up on the ledge of the blackboard. She would then have us write a story about them. They were often Norman Rockwell portraits. You could see what would happen, and it was easy to see what would happen next. I loved that. I think she really helped to develop my love of stories. My mom and dad were both readers, too. And so it helped me to have that background. Even when we were small, I also remember mom reading many of the classics of the day, like Lassie and Black Beauty. As she went through her teens, Oakey started doing some writing of her own. It was usually poems that I felt, as a teenager, were meant just for me. And as I got older, I started writing articles for the church paper, and different things. I had the dream of someday writing. But it wasn't something that came along immediately. I was in my early 40s when I decided I would write. Over the years, I had played mentally with stories, but at that point, I did have one in mind that I thought I would give it a try. Enter Love Comes Softly. I wrote the story, and I was very interested in sharing with young women a story of faith. At that time, I couldn't find that kind of book, she said. I felt I wasn't getting what I wanted to read, and I felt there must be other women in the same situation. I had also decided I wanted to write history, my own country's history in particular. With a completed manuscript, the search was on to find a publisher. Eventually, she and her husband Edward connected with Bethany House, which was based in Minneapolis. There was quite a bit of discussion about this. It was so different than anything they had been doing, she noted of Love Comes Softly. TT took many meetings, and it happened that the lady that had joined them on the committee there had read it. She passed it around to some other women who had read it as well. Their enthusiastic recommendations to others at the publishers had an impact, and, as mentioned, Love Comes Softly went on to meet instant success. But it was just the beginning. Oakey wrote steadily for decades and developed several series, too. Many of her titles went on to be adapted as popular movies, too. Ultimately, Oakey has shown a striking ability to create characters that truly resonate with readers. That, in turn, has helped to create a strong connection with readers, too, as reflected in the mail she has received over the years. People would become so personal. They would just share their hearts, she said. They would share things with me, big hurts that had happened. Some letters would almost break my heart when I read them, she explained. But the feedback was, and is, a source of real joy, too. They would also share the fact of how God helped them through it. Oki will be at the Rimby Museum on August 30th for an informal book signing and a tea. Folks are invited to come out and bring their own copies of her books if they would like them signed as well. A Jeanette Oki exhibit is on display in the museum, and visitors can also check out the Steve's House, Oki's childhood home. It was moved to the grounds in late 2019 from the Hoadley area. For more details, follow the Rimby Museum on Facebook.